Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post. Today is Saturday, the 18th of January in the year 2020. You're tuned in on your favourite app, your second favourite app, or the app you resentfully embrace because you can't bring yourself to learn the tools on a new technology. Happy birthday today on the 18th of January to Kevin Costner, now 65, whose underrated masterpiece, Waterworld, is the ship that launched 1,000 ships in my heart. On this day in 1966, Robert Clifton Weaver was sworn in as the first African-American cabinet member in US history, laying the groundwork for the complete eradication of all racism in the American social and political system that we see today. Today's celebrations include Thesaurus Day and Winnie the Pooh Day, so if you can't find words for how much you love Winnie the Pooh, you're not trying hard enough. Today's guest is a favourite on the podcast, recently coming off his successful launch of his cologne. Our guest today is Andy Zaltzman.
Hello. A quick apology to anyone who has rushed out and bought my new fragrance, Rien Pas Altor. It turned out it was only water in the bottle.
So yes. And there's been a massive recall as well, because not only is it not perfume, it's highly toxic water.
Well, I mean, is water toxic?
Well, it is if it's been through the Fukushima engines.
Right.
So
it gives you does give you an added glow, though, doesn't it? So, apologies, but there will be a £2 voucher to use on my website for my new cockroach serum. It's very good for your eyes. It means your eyes can withstand a nuclear holocaust.
Which could come in handy if you've been exposed to rien. As always, in our weekend editions, we take a step back from the brink of the newest topical news and peep into our weekend magazine. This Saturday, it is a TV section. But first, some headlines. In TV news headlines today, Christopher Nolan's gritty reboot of Love Island is making its way to the small screen, the eminently bingeable Loveception, in which each contestant has to choose between things and people they love, slowly stripping down their sense of self until they admit that in the end the thing they love most is themselves.
I mean, it's hard to see where human culture can go after that, because that basically summarises the entire history of humanity, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a humanity, philosophy, religion.
Yeah. So that'll be it. That's the end of culture.
Christopher Nolan has solved everything. Speaking of binge-watching, a new term has made its way into the Merriam-Webster dictionary. From binge-watching, it is now binge-lemia, which is where you binge a show so bad you immediately vomit it out of your short-term memory and feel hungry for more absolute garbage. It is time for your ads section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Too much hygiene? Not enough horrible squishiness in your life? Try carpeting your bathroom. Toilet carpet is the worst thing anyone has ever done, and you can get in on the ground floor by putting carpet on your toilet floor. Shock your guests, disgust the neighbours, cultivate bacteria in the heart of your home. Toilet carpet, for when you have 99 problems but a mysterious everlasting wet patch isn't one. Call 88643209 for details or to tell us to get
the mysterious everlasting wet patch. I'm sure that was a 1980s band of some kind, wasn't it?
Mysterious everlasting wet patch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow's new range of well-being care vagina rock-based products have launched on her website Goop, including a set of butt torches to shine light on your vulnerable perineum, activating your hormonal femininity by laying photographs of other perineums on your own.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that is your ads for today.
The Last Post.
And now in the weekend magazine, television. Andy, you are our television expert, having been on, I think, every channel in the world by now.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been 20-odd years of non-stop makeup and lights.
Well, you look good for it.
Cheers.
And there are a number of new shows being pitched. What do you reckon has the popular vote?
Mars Bars, I'm particularly excited about, which is a new kind of interactive reality show in which people get to vote on which prisoners serving life sentences get to be trial inmates in the new jail on Mars.
So, wow.
So the prisoners can pitch to be one of these exciting pioneers or make their arguments to why they should stay on Earth, in jail, for the rest of their lives. And I think it's an interesting insight into the criminal justice system, the nature of evil, the nature of human aspiration when it appears that all avenues for aspiration have been snuffed out. I think psychologically it could be one of the most interesting reality TV shows there's ever been. Admittedly, that is an extremely small field.
It's also one in the new generation of product placement programs. So throughout the harrowing reality of these people's terrible lives in the incarceration programs, both on Earth and in the Mars One colony, they will all be eating Mars bars at all times.
Yes.
So that's going to have an interesting psychological effect, I think.
And it'll be very interesting to see how that plays into sales figures as well, because, I mean, that could work in a positive and or negative way.
Yeah. Do you want to be seen with the chocolate bar of choice for serial killers?
Yes. And Snickers' new Snitches range could also do very well on the back of this. To Oblivion and Beyond, that's, I mean, very a la mode. It's an extinction-themed
reality. It has ice cream on it?
It's an extinction-themed reality show in which David Attenborough hosting still, and he's just signed a new 20-year deal.
I mean, that is hopeful.
With all broadcasters. So clearly, there's some species that we can save and some that we can't. But why are we, the public, not being allowed our rightful say on this? This show steps into that breach, To Oblivion and Beyond. And each episode, 3 endangered species. And, you know, there's only funding to save one of them. And we get to vote on which one we'd like to keep.
Well, I mean, this is a really
People criticise this. But is this not Darwinism accelerated?
At its finest, yes.
Yes. Darwinism cubed, if you like.
Yes, I mean, the problem, of course, is that some species don't want to stay alive.
Well, they don't, do they?
I draw attention to pandas, for example, because do what you want, they will not f**k.
They won't f**k, and they will eat really unhelpfully unnutritious food. I mean, the dodo, what the f**k did the dodo do to keep itself going?
Yeah, it ought to evolve better escape mechanisms from cats and white men.
Yes. I mean, any bird that willingly de-evolutes flight from itself is asking for trouble.
You're going to hear from the Penguin Defamation League on that one, Andy.
Well, yeah, I reckon I can outfly them. Even me.
Certainly.
They might have me in a swimming pool. There's Celebrity Bowels of Hell, I've heard about. It's not entirely clear what this show is going to be, whether it's going to be celebrities being tested for a month in a mocked-up version of what scientists now believe hell entails, which, you know, is eternal fire and damnation, but it's really the level of fire and damnation that they can't fully agree on, or whether Celebrity Bowels of Hell is, in fact, tracking celebrities with severe intestinal diseases. This week, can pop star Nuki Pretzel see off a bout of giardia, or will he be outgutted by the former Member of Parliament, Sir Frantlebury Hume Garden, who is working through a rather nasty Crohn's flare-up? So either one of those shows, I guess we'll see what it turns out to be, could be excellent. And a dating show, obviously dating shows, very much a staple of television.
Very popular, very popular.
Optimista and Pessimissis, which is a new dating show in which negative about the world women attempt to open the eyes of excessively positive men to the reality of the world that they they both live in.
I like that a lot. What would be your dream television reality show to do?
Well, I really enjoyed Celebrity Hit Squad last year. And I think I've got a lot of skills, not necessarily to be the finisher, if you see it, but I think I've got some skill as part of a team. You know, I could run point on it or something. I think I could do that. Obviously, you know, the target would have to be ethically justified. I'm not going to get involved, not like last year with that poor nun. But you know, it's going to have to be a, you know, politically valid targeted assassination, really, rather than just a random slaying. But it was a rather charming show, actually, surprisingly, that, you know, it showed, you know, the value of teamwork. And, you know, the humans, we love narrative, and when you set up a narrative which has a clear goal, i.e. the assassination of a targeted individual,
yes,
then there's something in the human brain that can then lay aside the ethics of it and just appreciate the journey and the way that, you know, people can come together to achieve this goal. And I think actually if you broaden that out, and, you know, you might see, you know, an assassination as a negative thing, but say it can be a lesson to, because the series brings together all different kinds of celebrities who might not normally get on, and they work together to achieve
to murder this, a stranger. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, if you, rather than murdering a stranger, if you say, if you put in that sentence, save the planet, is that not a lesson for all humanity? Taxidermy, Taxi Derby. That was that's been mooted as well. That's we are much celebrities race to find a large road-killed animal, put it in a taxi, and then take it to be stuffed at one of Britain's few remaining professional taxidermists. That is thrill a minute. And Mongolia. And have you seen this? This is a reality show in which they take celebrities and they try to train them to make it as goalkeepers in the Mongolian Football League. That I'm definitely up for that.
I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing you on our screens in every single one of those celebrity vessels.
Yes.
Now it is time for your letters to the editor. Rob Ellis writes, "Hi Alice, your podcast is called The Last Post, but when I listen to it, it's in the first thing in the morning in the UK, so for me it's The First Post. I suppose though in Australia it's late when it comes out, so maybe it is The Last Post for them. In the US it's technically Tomorrow's Post. How are you going to deal with the inequities of time, Rob Ellis?"
Well, I mean, humanity's been struggling with the inequities of time since the dawn of time, ironically.
Yeah, I'm sorry to enlighten you, Rob Ellis, but I'm based in the UK, so for me, the fact that it comes out in the morning is deliberate and on purpose. And it's called The Last Post, not because it's the last post of the day, but because it is a tune that is played on a bugle.
Right. I always assumed that it was a tribute to James Last. And a bit of fan mail that you sent him. I can't even remember who he was. He was a bit of a musician, wasn't he?
I have no idea. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You can tune in again tomorrow. And if you have not done so before, please listen back to our previous episodes. The Last Post is a Something Else and Bugle Podcasts production. Your guest today was Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
Well, not personally, but I am involved as one of the sort of, you know, celebrity figureheads of the government's Random Journey Day initiative. So next Saturday, in fact, if you go to any train station, bus stop, or airport, and get on a train, bus or plane, you won't know where you're going to end up. So it's a way of helping more people see different parts of the country they wouldn't necessarily see, or different parts of the world, and also to, you know, teach them, you know, the initiative of then having to find their way home from wherever they end up. Because, I mean, too much of our lives is too controlled, really, including generally when you get on a train, you know where it's going to end up. So I think it'll make us more open-minded and more creative as a nation if people embrace this idea.
Yeah, I understand this programme has been struck with some criticism because people are suggesting that it's being heavily targeted towards immigrants.
Well, I mean, you can interpret it in many ways. It's helping us all understand, you know, what it must be like. is it not? If, you know, we get on a train and end up in Cornwall when we thought we were going to Manchester, is that not the same as fleeing an oppressive regime in the Middle East and having to make your way across an entire continent with no money, no identification papers, in whatever transport you can get hold of? I mean, it's not, but...
Not even a little bit, no. Andrew. But
the point stands.
The point does not stand. Thank you for coming on the podcast. I am Alice Fraser. The executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Not you, Andy, the audience.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.